poison delivery system, and the more we can get away from that, the better.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know what, especially when I was in jail there this last time, I didn't know what they were putting in the food. And even if it's just regular processed food, that's bad enough. So I made sure, that's why I wouldn't eat for 8 days, going on 9 days, until they brought me bananas. Something that I know that when I peel it, it's less likely to have any of that crap on the inside of it. It's about the only possible safe food I could really get while I was in there. So I didn't eat until I got that, which is another matter altogether we'll talk about sometime. The whole fasting for 9 days, if you really want to experience something interesting, fast for 9 days. Don't eat anything. Maybe Kevin wants to try that next. If he wants to have a religious experience, he will. And you're never going to feel better in your life after you've cleansed your body of all this shit that's in it.
Yeah, man.
And just drink some pH balance, like some pH salt water there with some lemon in it for, and not much. You try, like, a lot of people think that when they're doing a fast, they should be drinking 8 gallons of water a day to replace the food. No, I had maybe 5 small cups of water in the 9 days that I was fasting, because you don't need to drink that much water either. And, the only thing I could best describe it was having a religious experience. I mean, I spent 16 days in solitary confinement and went by like nothing. Went by like nothing. Yeah. In fact, I enjoyed it. I had so much time to think, and I didn't have to be at my job site and stressing and worrying. I just laid there and enjoyed it. You're not supposed to enjoy solitary confinement. Well, I did as soon as I started fasting and doing that.
Excellent, man. That's a good tip for people. I think
there you go.
Maybe you should call it a spiritual experience, because my
thank
bro
you.
Won't
yes.
Mess.
Yes, yes,
is
yes.
He, yeah, man, because he's like me. We're totally against organized dogmatic religion, you know.
And, yeah, man. Yeah, spiritual is fine. Yeah.
Well, see, it's all in the word again. I mean, the word religion has been perverted to for people to believe it's like a church and the Pope and stuff like that. It's just like the word driving. People try not to say the word drive. Oh, if I don't call it driving, if I call it traveling, then I'm allowed to. It becomes a right again. Okay, a rose by any other name. It is religion. It's just not the religion we're accustomed to. You know what I mean?
Actually, I agree with you totally.
Yeah. If we want to call it spirituality, okay, let's call it spirituality, which is the same thing, but just people have a bad taste of the word religion, because right away they want to go back to thinking about a couple hundred years ago when the Pope was trying to burn, when the Pope was burning Christianity into the stomachs of my ancestors, literally with hot coals, and saying, you're going to believe this now, so.
Exactly, yeah, all it is the word's being hijacked, and you're right, we shouldn't be afraid to use it. But when you say religion, people immediately get a picture in their head, and maybe.
You had some clarity there, because religion is something you could think of as doing religiously, like following somebody else's beliefs, whereas spirituality is referring to the spirit that is that aspect of us, that higher, you know, evolved aspect of us, if you will. And again, like Dean, you and I were talking about, you notice sometimes when you say the word spirituality, you lose people. And
yep.
we talked about using the word, like bring it into the physical so we can visualize it. And we're talking about energy. The energy that we are is the spirit that we are is what was usurped from us for the sake of, you know, bullshit religions that cause people to religiously do stupid things in the name of somebody else's belief. So that's a difference in spirituality, where each one of us, you know, we get it and we move on in that sense. But, you know, that's how I like to clarify those words.
Yeah, I had to give some constructive criticism to Tracy one time and just say unveil the concept of incrementalism to her, because for those of us that are fully awake, if you just launch right into this stuff with somebody who's never even heard of this kind of stuff before,
yeah,
you lose them about one sentence in, and you've now been you've now received the label of nut.
Yeah, keeping it general. You're better at keeping it general. I tend to just dive off the top of the mountain.
Yeah, man, it's like a mental block goes up in people when you start being a little bit too different to their views. They're just not even willing to listen to you now. They'll just sit there and they'll nod and they'll smile and they'll be like, oh yeah, oh, that's interesting. They are not there. They're not talking to you. They're actually off in another place thinking about last night's football game in the corner of the brain.
But
they're just nodding. So
it's that thing we talked about. When you say tough love, that's my mother instinct, matriarchal, tribal, primordial instinct. When I want to slap somebody upside the head and say, okay, this is a spirit. We're talking spiritual. What do you mean you don't believe in spirituality? You are a spirit. And I sometimes I do lose it in the now because it's time. We should all know this by now.
I think using what you said about energy is great because all the science people can relate to that, you know, because everything.
Yes, it's physical. You can see it. You can see colors of energy. You can see the rainbow, the full spectrum warriors that we are when you think of all the chakra colors and how when they're aligned, we're white light. We're pure now, aren't we? It just makes so much sense. So I like using the word energy because that's what we're doing. We're mastering energy.
Oh, I agree. No, You're completely right.
I'm down with that. Yeah. I think the energy, because the whole universe is made of energy just in different forms, isn't it? And the energy can't be created or destroyed. It's always the same amount, but it's just converted into different forms. So yeah, people can relate to that because they can relate to physical energy they can have a sensation of and they can interact with. And to just say, well, all spirituality is the same kind of thing, but in a different form, you know, kind of, it's easier to relate to, isn't it?
So why don't we refer to ourselves as energy masters instead of freemen?
Yeah, well, I am.
Like I said, if you could possibly move yourself further to whatever they call us, the left side or the right side of the paradigm,
right.
Calling ourselves energy masters instead of freemen would certainly accomplish that.
Yeah,
sounds
they
good.
They would actually, someone's got a chalkboard somewhere, and they just move the little magnet where they place freemen further over to the left and said, oh, thank God, they're gonna appear even crazier to the mains, to the masses now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because, that's where I got to on my Project Freeman thing. You know, once I finished doing all the law study and all that, as you know, Dean, I got into the time to be stuff and all the, how the universe works and how we're controlled by calendars. You know, me and my brother operate on a different calendar to everyone else now because we got one that fits more with the reality of what's going on in the solar system rather than the seven-day religious week thing, you know? So we got into that, and then you get into the thought of alchemy and, like, ascension and stuff.
Yep.
And it's all just about energy in different forms. And, it's really cool.
But it is a graduating process. Like I say, it's the same thing with law. You can't just explain to somebody, okay, 2 + 2 = 4. Do you understand that? Yeah, I understand that. Okay, now we're going to talk about quantum physics.
Yeah.
That's so far out of what they're able to grasp. You might as well not even speak to them right now at that point because they are somewhere else. They're like, oh God, I'm going to sit here and listen to this, but I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I'm just going to smile and nod. Right? I think even that's like, George Carlin, when he's talking about the education system today, right? Pretty soon, the only entrance requirement to university is going to be having a pencil. You got a pencil? Yep. Okay, it's physics. Get the fuck in there. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's... people have to be close to your level before they can start to even understand what you're even talking to, which is why I always recommend baby steps or keeping it general and broad and vague and not too what they would consider crazy, but I would consider normal.
And by the way, you can swear as much as you want.
Oh,
fucking great.
Thank fuck for that, yeah.
Fucking
hey, maybe,
Dave,
you know, Dean was talking about, you know, we talked about the cycles that go on in the universe at the different levels and how, you know, we're part of this system, you know, I looked at all that. I looked at, some of Nassim Haramein's stuff, and you know, some people say Nassim Haramein's ripped a lot of his stuff off other people and whatever, but the point for me was it don't matter where you get the message from, really, as long as you get the message. And what that guy showed me was about the fractal structure of the universe, you know, and the fact that everything's on a scale, you know, and us as an organism, as a sentient being living on a planet, we're like the middle world, you know, of 9 worlds. We're like world number 5, and we got 4 worlds outside of ourselves, which are the, you know, the planet and the solar system, the galaxy and the universe. And then we got 4 worlds within ourselves where we go molecular, cellular, atomic, and then subatomic, you know, particles. Like 9 of the fractal structure. structure. And just to get that kind of picture in your head, this is all going on my website as well, but if you get that kind of picture in your head and nine circles like the Russian dolls, one inside the other, you know, and we're right in the middle, you can see how we kind of fit into this within you and without you thing. You know, the Beatles did a great song, George Harrison's song, Within You and Without You. And that's what that's all about, you know, the fact that you can go into yourself in and down towards singularity to the thing that connects us all together. And you can go out of yourself into the vastness of the universe, you know. And that's another thing I got to thank my brother for when I was a kid, getting me into astronomy and stargazing, and just that moment when I was 12 lying on the roof of the shed in our garden, and he's explaining to me how massive the universe is, you know, and you suddenly get a light go on in your head, like, wow, man. And you realize you're in the middle of this thing, and like, well, where does it go? And what, it's amazing, you know. And if we all start to kind of think about those kind of things and open ourselves up to where we are in this amazing energy system, rather than watching football and soap operas. Yeah, exactly, Weed. You know, yeah. Then you get all the lights start going on, and you start going up to another level, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when I was a little kid, and I remember hearing for the first time about, you know, like space and the universe and how space is endless. I remember sitting and thinking about that several times when I was a kid. I would just sit and I would try to understand what endless really means, and I would just think about it. And you would have some pretty profound thoughts when you start thinking about those types of things. And that's why it made me feel bad when I, like, years later, when I realized, man, what if every kid was encouraged to have those kind of thoughts instead of just sitting down watching a video game or watching TV or playing a video game? Just sit and think about profound things and where your brain, because when I was a kid, I used to think, I'd be thinking about that for a while, and I'd be like, well, endless. I was like, well, could that mean that there's creatures out there, that there's other beings out there that are the size of our planet then? But that's just normal size to them, and we're smaller than them. And then that, you know, and this is, I'm a little kid, and that got to me thinking, well, wait a minute. What if our whole solar system is just a cell of a bigger organism, because all the planets going on our sun look just like what our, you know, my grade 7 science teacher is trying to tell me a molecule looks like.
Exactly.
Like, what if we're just part of a molecule of a creature that's so big that our solar system is just a molecule of its being?
Yeah,
and then vice versa. What if every cell in my body is its own little micro universe, where somebody like me is sitting on a little planet within that micro universe thinking, man, I wonder if we're just part of a bigger entity, and that bigger entity turns out to be me.
Exactly. You know,
I would think about this shit when I'm a kid, and it turns out that we're probably fucking right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's infinite and fractal, so you can keep zooming in and you can keep zooming out, you know, but we're only actually aware of these nine levels. You know, we don't know of anything physically bigger than the universe, and we don't know of anything smaller than a subatomic particle, you know.
Clearly must mean it doesn't exist then.
Well, exactly. Of
because if
does,
we
but...
can't see it and we can't understand it, the pinnacle crowning achievement of evolution in this plane of existence that we are, then it doesn't exist.
Exactly, yeah.
And I refuse to believe it.
It's funny, you know, Trace mentioned calling ourselves energy masters rather than freemen and stuff, and that reminds me of a little story maybe I can share with you, yeah? Yeah,
no,
we don't
like that kind of stuff around here.
Okay. I was back in Cymru, and for the people who don't know what that is, that's what the English call Wales, where my brother is right now. I was back in Cymru with a great friend of mine, Jesse, and in the middle of the country, and we were in this pub, and there was this little old lady in there. With her son or something on a little outing, you know. And I was talking away about all this stuff to my friend Jesse, the sort of stuff we're talking about now, you know, on this show. And this woman was sort of looking at me, and she kept looking over, and then we got up to leave, and she said to me, what are you? She said, she didn't say who are you or where are you from or what are you doing. She said, what are you? So I looked her in the eyes. Yeah, I looked her in the eyes and I said, I'm a multidimensional light being from the one true consciousness, which is known as infinite love.
An even better answer.
Well, it just came to me because, you know, a lot of the David Icke stuff and a lot of the
Bill
stuff
Hicks
I've got into, you know.
Like Bill Hicks, eh?
Yeah, big, that's on my website, big inspiration, Bill Hicks, great guy. But yeah, all that stuff, you know, I said, I'm a multidimensional light being from the one true consciousness, which is called infinite love. And she said, oh, are you going back there? She said. And I said, well, hopefully one day, yeah, I will be going home, you know. And I've even called my website now The Journey Home, you know, because that's what it feels like to me, like a spiritual journey back to the source, you know. So I said to her, yeah, I hope I'm going back one day. And she said, will you take me with you when you go? She said. Oh, it's bad. It's little old lady. It was so sweet.
That's
it just
sweet,
cracked me up. Yeah.
Very sweet.
So yeah, multidimensional light being energy masters, whatever. But it's all good stuff, and it's much better than just being a human, you know.
It is. It's accurate. That's the problem. It's actually accurate, but
it's science.
How many people out there are ready to hear something like that without immediately writing you off as just a complete lunatic?
Every day I get it. Every day, still a lot of the majority still where I'm living in this little pocket. Yep.
And that's sad. That's supposed to be a place where like spiritual people gather to live.
But we've got a lot of the new age from the last paradigm spiritual people, like transcendental meditators who are creating a lot of money for the empire known as, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of fakery still going on, unfortunately. And I just picked on them in a big way, and I'm not really too concerned about it because that is the truth. I'm not connected to all the circles of people, even on this, you know, small island of 10,000 people. There's a lot of people that don't live here year round. They just, you know, fly in for 3 weeks a year to their, you know, remote place at 12,000 square foot homes. So I don't really know. I don't suppose all of those people are tapped in, but there's a lot of, you know, the other side of the divide as well here. And you do find tapped in people from the shelterless. Because a lot of the shelterless, a lot of them are very wide awake and aware because they've lost everything. You know, they get down to basics. And there could be a lot of people here doing very good things, holding the light, working the light. And I don't know who they are, but I'm telling you, it's not, I feel the general shift in the, you know, metaphysical sense that, oh yeah, the pendulum has swung. We're on the other side of this thing. But there's a lot of people who still have that look on their face like, what are you talking about?
Boy, isn't it easy to claim to be a non-materialistic person when you've got everything you need in the world?
Exactly.
Yeah. And where are you, Trace? What is the island? Just for everyone else.
Salt Spring Island in the Gulf Islands, southwest coast.
Okay, southwest, okay, got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting just to try and get a picture of where you are, you know.
Well, let me talk about energy for a bit. This island, politically, I raised my daughter here, so I've been here 15 years, and awake and aware. And this island is one of the chosen real estate, areas of real estate on the globe for Agenda 21. And I've witnessed lots of action over the years over what they wanted to keep as sustainable and protected and et cetera, et cetera. So I've watched, and they tried 1 year ago to make the entire island a permit zone. So that meant if you were a property owner, a farmer, a renter, or whatever, and you wanted to plant a seed of anything, you had to get a permit, like a corporate policy permit. So I was the one who stepped into the the town meeting where 500 people showed up, and they all showed up. Usually there's 5 or 20. They showed up because they were pissed off, but they showed up to watch. And so I watched them, and then I went, are you guys kidding? You're going to watch them read this in three passings, and then you're going to allow them to inflict this permit requirement on you before you can garden? So I informed the people that were there what was really going on, and I called the meeting. I said, based on the fact that we were broken up into two rooms, I said it was an inappropriate reading because half of us couldn't see them read it. We could only hear it over shitty speakers. So they called it, and a year later, they have not instated that particular bylaw. So this is the kind of thing that we have to do. But this particular real estate, there's a lot of people that are, you know, what is Bill, how does Bill Pick say it when somebody is, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I could just say it speaking of swearing. But they're playing to what the elite want to do here with this island. They really don't get it. They think the local trustees are good guys.
I can tell you the phrase if you want me to.
Yes!
They're sucking Satan's cock.
Yes! Totally!
They're sucking that sweet black gizm down, boy.
Oh, my God, are they ever. And they still are trying to convince the local trustees that they're good guys and what they're trying to do on their property is good for the community. And, of course, the local trustees are working Agenda 21. They don't answer questions in public meetings. They can't because that's not a person there or, a living being with a family he's trying to support. It's a commodity, right? I've watched this play out, and it's all acting. It's all a facade, and... You know, Dean talked recently privately to a landowner here, and he's still trying to convince, he still can't really see it that there's an Agenda 21 that if he can't convince the local trustees that his business is worthy, that he just doesn't really see another way to do it. So, like I said, I was here 15 years, and I can tell you it's a microcosm for the entire country and the entire planet for that matter, because right here in this small landmass, we have... the divide at both extremes. All forms of ignorance, all forms of enlightenment, probably everything is here just like it is everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, and good for you for what you've done to delay that happening as well. Good on you.
Well, it was a wake-up call for a few people. Like in group, some of them came up and go, what do you think you're doing now? They're just going to have to reschedule the meeting all over again. We're all going to have to be inconvenienced again. And I'm like, shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm doing this for your grandkids, and go and Google it. You know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't talk to me. You know, this is not an easy job. And then other people would come up to me when nobody was looking and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much, I had no idea. Really? Admiralty Law? Really? I'm gonna go check it out, thank you. But always when nobody else was looking, you know. But that's fine, I appreciate anybody that gets it. It's worth it. That's another monkey out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the We've all got to be aware that we need to, you know, if we're going to talk about this stuff, we do need to provide some evidence for people. And that's certainly what I tried to do. You know, when I just started looking at the whole Freeman thing, there was a lot of disinformation. There were people quoting things like Capitis and Minutio Maxima and all that and saying it was this. And then you look in a book and it's not quite that, you know, and people were getting... deluded a bit by some of that stuff.
Well, you speak from the heart. You know, when you stand up, people say, how do you do it? And I say, well, you know, you stand up. Whatever comes on your path, you take the opportunity. You educate yourself, and you have courage. Like, I'll tell you what happened at that meeting. They knew a lot of people were going to come. They had four RCMP at the Salt Spring Town meeting all wearing bulletproof vests. It was a joke. And I even called them on
intimidation.
I know them, and that's exactly what they were doing. So what they had was a whole bunch of people trying to go in the main venue, and there were so many people there, they put a whole bunch of us. I got in the lower venue, and I watched for a while, and then I watched one guy stand up and say, okay, if you're not happy with this, go tell the trustee such and such. Well, I said, I stood up, and I decided to walk right into the main venue, and the four RCMP parted. And they allowed me to walk in and stand and do what I do, but yet they blocked off about 100 people who tried to go in earlier, causing chaos. And I told a few of them, I said, hey, stop yelling at the cops, okay? They're just doing what they were told to do. Just find a seat somewhere else. So I calmed the whole thing down, but for some reason, when I went to walk in that venue, why didn't four RCMP stop me? Because I knew the law, and they knew I knew the law. And that's exactly how it will happen for everybody. You stand in the light of that truth and go for it. When something rises and you're in that moment, you have the opportunity to assert it and voice it on behalf of everyone, then that's how we do it.
I want to expand on that. For all those people that don't think that your life force, your energy, and your consciousness extends out beyond your body, depending on how much force you give your will, your will extends further and with more power, the more force you give it, the more energy you give it. But, I remember learning years ago that there's a bigger battle going on in the courtroom or even your interactions between you and police than just the physical words you're saying. and the circumstances of the situation, and there is no doubt that there is what people would call spiritual battle going on, where your will is actually overpowering theirs in that little void of space between the two of you. And that's all that's going on in a courtroom too. When you walk into a courtroom, you're having a bit of a spiritual battle with that judge, and your will is overpowering him. And if you know that what you're doing is right, and you know they can't harm you, and you got no fear, and you're looking at him and you're smiling.
Well, it's a game of wits. It's a game of wits, Ding. It's a game of wits because they're looking for intent, and it's all about the spiritual in court as well. Bang on.
And I'm just staring at them, and in my mind, I'm saying over and over again, "You're full of shit. You're a scumbag. You're full of shit. You're lying." As I'm staring at them and just burning a hole into their head by staring at them, they actually get uncomfortable. And I've witnessed it. They stare at the floor. They won't look at you. And you've beaten
it's all
them
energy,
spiritually.
Isn't it?
You've beaten them energy. Spiritually. So that happens. That happens. That's exactly
Absolutely.
Why, like what Tracy said with the cops there, they got out of her way. They weren't getting out of other people's way, but when you come in there and you've got a bearing with you, you've just got a certain bearing about you. They're just like off, like they probably don't even realize that they actually, got out of her way to let her by. It probably didn't even occur to them.
Yeah, it's a bit like in Star Wars, you know, when Obi-Wan says, "There's nothing for you to see here," and they say, "There's nothing for us to see here."
these aren't the droids you're looking for.
That's it, man. You're using the Force. You were using the Force, Dean. Nice one. So,
yeah. It sounds crazy. I wonder if they put this stuff into the movies. So when we try to talk about it, people are like, "Oh, that's Star Wars," or "Oh, that's the Matrix." You guys
are
watching
what they
movies.
Do. That's what some people do. It's like the Bible. Oh, that's all, you know, whatever. But then there's some gems of truth in there as well, right? It's all it's all about the discernment, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Can I just ask, was the RCMP, what's that, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or something, is it? Or
something like that, yep.
I call them really criminal mindless pricks.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to have another one.
Yeah.
You can't beat a good acronym.
You cannot beat a good acronym. In fact, I was going to have a t-shirt made up that actually had RCMP, vertically. And then with, really criminal mindless pricks as the actual words. And I was going to go wear that, in Gimli, you know, waiting to go run into one of the cops that attacked there last time, see what they think of my shirt.
Yeah, one of my mates, Jonathan, did actually make a shirt up with, you know, Babylonian Brainwashing Corporation on it with the BBC logo kind of thing, so.
Lovely, lovely.
But I have to be careful on that one with my bro, because he's a bit of a BBC fan, he's still. And you, Kev?
Not so much lately, not so much.
good answer, dude, good answer.
By arriving, yeah, thanks a bit, Mr.
Yeah, and you have even watched Russia Today and some of the other news channels now as well, haven't you?
I watch multiple news channels now. I said one, yes.
Yeah.
I'm still addicted to news, but I watch it all with a big picture.
As long as you're look at the right level, like when you're watching it, you're obviously not under the spell because you're watching the acting, right?
That's right, yes. That's right.
I actually find I stopped caring about what's going on mostly around the world. Let me elaborate on that. It's not that I stopped caring. I don't preoccupy my time now with worrying about what's going on around the rest of the world. That's just, that's meant to, it's really meant to intimidate you and to overwhelm you so you feel very marginalized and there's nothing you can do about all these big problems anyways.
Exactly. And I gotta say on that one as well, we were talking about fear earlier, yeah? And how they use fear. You know, and this whole credit crunch bullshit and the euro debt and the system's gonna crash and I kept saying to people, I think I even said it to Weed there, you know, they're not gonna, the system crashed years ago, the system's never been viable, I mean, but they won't let it officially crash, they'll keep propping it up with more fake debt and whatever. But what they want everyone who's got a hook into that system and who benefits slightly from it or thinks they do, they want them to be scared it's going to crash tomorrow, or it might be the day after, or it might crash next week, you know? Yeah. But it'll never actually crash, but they want you to think it's going to crash, and then you keep keep working at, you know, and that's another example of what you're talking about, I think.
Oh, and I can't do anything about it. Oh, this is so far out of my ability to do anything about. I'm just gonna bury my head in the sand and keep going with what I've been doing.
Yeah, or watch a soap opera, like my brother said, you know. Just veg out, zone, switch off, because your mind's numb when you've seen all that crap going on. You know, you got the whole North Korea thing now. That they keep digging that one up every couple of years to scare us all. We're all going to be nuked, you know. And there's always another one just around the corner. So yeah, you're right, Dean. You know, just get on with your life where you are, and you know, interact with people really face to face, physically, and in your community, rather than worrying about what scary stories on the news this week. You're spot on, man.
Yeah, because it's already here. We intended this a long time ago collectively. And our responsibility now is to own it and stand in it, because we asked for it and it's here. So those of us that recognize it and have the courage, or, you know, to stand in it, then that's what we're being called to do. It's time. It's here. Expand it. When we do that, we expand it. That in the now, not just talk about it. We got to do it in the now.
Yeah, live it. Live it. That's right. If you want to be... If you want to be free, start living free.
Well, you know what? I feel very defeated by all the bad things going on the planet, Tracy. So we should just give up and just live life for our own enjoyment now.
What about me?
Yeah, instant self-gratification. That's all I'm about. I just want to be instantly gratified right the fuck now, because this is all coming down. We're all going to die in the next 24 hours anyways. So let's just live for me right now.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do. That's right. Well done.
that's pretty sick. And I know people like that. You know, oh my God, I was listening to the radio the other day and there was a song on and like a pop hit right now. And I can't remember the exact line that was like the whole line of the song. But it was basically like party like it's the last night of your life kind of thing, or party like you're going to die or something like that. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, well, the message being sent here to kids is that there's no point in just party and live for right now, you're not gonna be alive tomorrow. Like, it's the last night of your life. Fuck it, let's just go out and drink and do drugs and fuck anybody, let's just live life.
There's a lot of despair out there, and I heard some young guys, they'll say it quite matter-of-factly, I hope they fucking kill most of the people on the fucking planet, man. And I think that's some fear, because they've heard there's fear there, and there's also, you know, despair maybe. You know, it's kind of tragic that there's a lot of that being spewed into the, you know, the environment, really.
You know what? I say that from time to time, and it's because I'm tired of the 90% of the people out there that would willingly kill me to defend the government.
Yeah,
I say that because I'm frustrated by those people at times, and I keep telling people, I seriously hope they just kill these stupid fuckers off so I got less people to fight.
Well, I got another song for you, Dean, that you can sing back to him instead of the one about partying till you're dead. Do you wanna hear it?
I sure do.
Yeah, man.
Okay, this is called Free Man, yeah?
Good, yay!
There's more to it, right?
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay.
That's not my name. I'm not your slave. I live by the moral law, and that's how I'll behave, with love and respect for my fellow man. Now I remind those of your kind, your statutes never can control the freeborn with their rules and their demands. For I will not stand under what I do not understand. 'Cause I'm a free man on the land. And I'm doing everything I may travel by the sea. I will not pour its contract law, your power over me. I want no part of your society. You're overruled, us freeborn fool, finally breaking free.
My book was registered, but my parents never meant for me to work my life for you, and I do not consent, 'cause I'm a free man. Money, your twisted tongues, the corporate corruption of your cities fills my lungs. I see through your fiction, your Roman law. Now I'm wise, you capitalize so you can tax the poor. Submission, application, registration's not for me, 'cause the planet is my country, and through all your dogma I can see, 'cause I'm a free man.
Excellent.
Did that come over the Skype okay?
Absolutely. That's talent on a level that I'm not capable of, so.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Litmus. Awesome.
Why that's not being used as a theme song or an opening
We are. It's done. Let's
song.
Do it. Can we do it?
I texted in there while it was being played, actually, that we have a video editor now who's doing some promo videos, and there's no reason why this wouldn't be one of the songs we could use on that if you want.
No, that'd be awesome. That's exactly why I'm giving all my music away free, and I want people to use it for stuff like that, because that's why I wrote it. So,
That's unconditional love, my friend. Awesome.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's all about unconditional love. If we can live up to that standard, you know, it's not always easy to give unconditional love, but if we can try and aim for that, you know, that's what it's all about. And if anyone wants to hear that song, just go to my website, projectfreeman.com, click on music, and then you'll see the songs there, click on Free Man, and you can listen to it. And if you guys want to use it, I'll send you an MP3, and by all means, fire away.
Yes, please do. I'll get that off to the appropriate individual, and Tracy's got some skill with doing video editing as well, so.
Yeah, we'll make something happen. So thanks for it's great to have you, both of you guys on today. Thank you very much.
I could stick around and chat forever. I think everybody knows that, but I actually have to work again today, so I promised I'd be somewhere after I've done my radio interview, and I'm going to head out of here in about 2 minutes.
Well, Litmus is running out of battery. I think he's on a beach right now. So we're really lucky you got to hang with us for the whole show. Thank you.
Yeah, well, the old laptop my brother sorted me out with is going well. It's I got 25 minutes left, actually. So, but I'm good to the end of the show.
You guys tell me who's free. I got to head out of here and go to work right away, and he's sitting on a beach. So as soon as he's done talking with us, he's going to go surfing or swimming or something else. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you work for yourself. You're working for yourself. You're not working for anyone but yourself, Diener.
Yeah, it's true, but,
the planet. Well, we should say and the planet.
Yeah, but, hey, Dean, why, have a look at it, man.
have a look at a nice, you don't need a big one, a nice camper van, couple of grand. You know, you don't need to pay all the bills then, and you can get out on the road, meet people, spread your message, and hang out on beaches, and you know, why not have a look at it, man? You never know.
No, it's completely true. I plan on making several trips out west over the rest of my life, really. I'll be doing a lot of traveling. And that's actually what I'm thinking about is one of those small camper vans actually from when I'm traveling. So.
Yeah, they're great. I say I've got a little VW T25. It's all you need. There's been two of us in it for 9 months. My dear friend Danny's been with me. Not sure if she's listening, because she's in a van with a laptop and a battery issue now as well. So, who knows, but yeah, it's a great thing to do, and it's very free. So I highly recommend it.
You know what's funny is every time we have a talk like this with somebody, I always get this little cartoon in my mind that I read a year ago. Somebody sent me, it was a link to a little cartoon character skit, and it had these two guys in business suits walking down the street, and they walk by a hippie, and the one says, "You know, I don't know what's worse, admitting that we were wrong or admitting that the hippies were right."
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's exactly what this is about. They've been right all along, man. They're just living life and cruising around their little hippie wagons and just chilling, and they had it right.
But what did hippies used to mean? Hippies, and then, what does it mean? It stands for something. Does anyone know?
It's not an acronym, but I'm sure
it's probably something.
Is it really?
Maybe somebody made something up, but I'm pretty sure it is. It's just that I haven't heard it for so many years. Yeah, I think
Well,
it
you
is.
Know, it's interesting. We'll have to find out where it actually came from. I did come across that recently, but it's gone right out of my head at the moment. But you know, okay. the good thing is, you know, people say, "Oh, you hippies, you know, you're lazy bastards. You're just swanning around in vans and on the beach all day, and you're not paying your share, you know." And I'm going, hey, you know, even if that's all they're doing, I mean, that's not all we're doing, because we're sharing lots of good information and spreading the word and helping, you know, enlighten a few people and getting enlightened ourselves in return. Because, you know, we haven't got all the answers. I meet people every day who tell me something I don't bloody know about it. So,
sure.
But you know, but we're doing that. But even if you're not, even if you're just sitting on a beach all day, you know, at least you're not feeding the machine. At least you're not putting your energy into bad karma and war and aggression and death and all the other pains that cause the planet such harm. So, you know, that's a good thing to do.
That's true as long as the conscious thoughts are conscious, and that the people doing that are doing that with wisdom and not just thinking dark things while they're sitting there, because that would be the same as.
Those same people are working a 9-to-5 job, scrounging, saving, suffering, and working and paying taxes just so they can save enough money to go on a vacation to sit on a beach somewhere so they can do what you do.
Exactly, yeah.
Their whole goal in life is to make enough money to go on a vacation or to retire to do what you're already doing. So they're so ignorant, they don't even realize that that's what they're working towards.
Tell us how you feel, Dean.
It is quite bizarre. It is quite bizarre, actually. Because when you live like this and you get people coming out for a 2-week vacation, you know.
Yeah.
And they go in all,
yeah,
they go in
that?
All the,
what the fuck is that? The 2 weeks.
You lazy hippie. I have to work my whole life to save up to do what you're doing right now.
Hey, you know what's the difference? It's the difference between a tourist and a traveler.
Yeah, it's great to travel. I gotta say, get on the road, guys. It's fantastic.
Actually, it's the difference between an idiot and somebody who woke up and is actually practicing it now.
well, maybe, you know, like, I don't wanna blow my own trumpet or anything. I'm just saying, you know, it's a great thing to do. And if you've never tried it, give it a try. Cause, yeah, you just realize, you know, this is what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be having a great time here. We come here to play. We don't come here to work. We get given natural gifts when we come here. If you want to be great, you gotta create. That's another one of my little sayings. And get creative, you know, play music, write poetry, you know, write books, read books and draw things and paint things and, you know, put all that good creative stuff out there.
Let me actually change gears on that one a little bit. And actually somebody said it to me the other day. They actually, they said, well, there's a reason we call it going to work and not going to fun. And I started laughing. I said, well, yeah, but here's the difference with that. We can still work and get lots done. if it's a labor of love. In fact, you'll get much more done because it's a labor of love. And I love the work that I do. Like, I'm doing a shower stall right now at a renovation project I'm doing. All day yesterday I was working, and I got travertine tile all up the walls, and I'm, you know, taking my time and doing it the way that I like to do it because I know what's right, and I'm liking it. I like doing what I'm doing because I like seeing what I've built when it's all done. That's a labor of love. That's a little bit different than when, ah, fuck, I gotta go and tile all day today because if I don't get this job done, I'm not gonna get paid. If I don't get paid, I won't be able to pay my bills, and then fuck, I'm gonna go and ah, blah, 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 blah. That's not a labor of love. That's not the way we were meant to live. But when you're doing it because you love it, and you're not doing it because you have to or you won't eat by the end of the week, that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a song about that as well called Your Call. You know, it's your calling, and you're doing your calling because you have a talent for doing what you do, and it's creating something. You're creating something good with it. You know,
I'm not being forced to do it for another reason.
Exactly.
Like eating or paying the bills. That's exactly it. That's the shift that has to take place. So why do you go to work on Monday morning? Man, I love what I do. Oh, okay. Why do you go to work on Monday morning? Well, if I don't, I'll starve and I'll lose my house. Oh, that's gotta suck.
Yeah, man, there's another line for you. You know, living out the dreams that are in your head is the best way to get you out of bed. And that's all I can say on that one.
No, it's beautiful. I love it. Shit, yeah, I just realized my work clothes are in the wash. Damn it.
Okay. Well, if you want to play another song on the way out, Dave can go a little over the hour here, Litmus, if you feel like
Please
it.
Do.
You're live, that would be awesome, or a couple.
I'm going to get going, but I'm going to go to his website here when I get back home later tonight, Project Freeman. I got that written down. I want to go check that out, actually. And then, yeah, feel free to drop back in next week, too. I've enjoyed the conversation very much.
Me too, Dino, and have a good day doing what you love, man.
Well, and I always take notes when I'm doing my stuff here, too. So you guys gave me a t-shirt idea here while I was sitting here also. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a t-shirt made up that says, this is your brain on government. And then it's going to have a character of somebody sucking off Satan.
Yeah,
so it's
good,
actually going to have like one of those stick figures down on its knees blowing Satan, and Satan's going to have the word government tattooed on it, and then it's going to have like the word Y-O-U with an arrow pointing to you sucking off Satan.
Deaton, I hope you're not going to ask Miss Nora to draw that.
it's very likely, in fact, but no, I might ask Lance to do that. He's got the knack for the t-shirt logos there, so but I would wear that around. I would think that's hilarious. You trying to tell me you're not going to get a reaction from people with that?
Whoa, okay, yeah, let's just go right to the heart of the matter. I love it. Okay, we should
yeah, go back to blowing Satan there, buddy.
Sucking Satan's cock.
Yeah. Oh, I see you're sucking Satan's cock. How's that working for you? Oh, you're depressed. Your life sucks, and you want to kill you.
Woo!
I enjoy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. God bless Bill Hicks. Hey, see you, Dean. Good to talk to you. Let's chat again.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I agree. I'll talk to everybody next Sunday. I'm just about caught up with my workload here, so we're gonna get on the videos for our own website here very, 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 very soon. I'll talk to Tracy about that a little bit later, and. Hey, have a great week, everybody. For those of you that are still sucking Satan's cock, enjoy. For everybody that's not, enjoy your life even better. And I'm off to do my labor of love for the rest of the day.
Okay, see ya.
All right, have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, well...
it's all yours, Litmus.
All right, I'm going to play this song for Dean then. It's called Your Call. And that's what it's about. Doing what you came here to do, doing the thing you love. So it goes like this. That's given
what you came here to do. So don't waste your time on things that aren't real, or you're on your way to a much better place where no other day will be one you can't face. 'Cause this is all.